This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Goals and Growth, broadcast to you on Plains FM 96.9 from Christchurch in the South Island of New Zealand. It's summer now, although recent weather would suggest summer is on vacation currently. However, the conditions have been pretty good for running training, because today we are talking about a seriously audacious exercise goal. Actually, it's an endurance goal in the true sense of the word. I am delighted to be talking today to Modikai Nkwazi. Modikai is a director of Synergy Networking, a Christchurch-based networking group that aims to bring businesses together to enhance their results, working collectively rather than each business working alone. He is a chartered accountant by trade, and there is so much more to this fascinating person. So, welcome, Modikai.
No, thanks for having me, Pete.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to discussing some things. We share a passion for running, but there's slightly different levels here, isn't it?
as long as you're putting one foot in front of the other, the motion.
it's how many feet we put in front of each. So it's great to have you here, and thanks very much for agreeing to be part of this show today. So firstly, can you please tell listeners a little more about your journey over the past 10 years to where you are today? Because 10 years ago, you weren't a runner.
No, I was not. So as of February 22nd this year, I'll have been in New Zealand for 10 years. Prior to that, my life was in Malawi, where I was born and raised. And came out to New Zealand in search of adventure, and unbeknown to me at the time, one of the things I would come across was this running thing that ended up changing the trajectory of my life. And started with a jog around the block ended up snowballing into a 5K and a 10K and a marathon, and then a little bit more than a marathon. And I always tell my mom I fell in with the wrong crowd, and I don't know how I ended up here.
What are some of the, when we talk about running, the running side of things, what are some of the highlights that you've had?
I think the immediate thing that springs to mind is, if I was to go back to how I actually got into running, was when I was in uni. I went to Lincoln Uni, and a flatmate of mine who was quite into general fitness invited me for a run around the block, and I'd never been into any sort of sports or exercise at all. And it was after we went around the block that I think the endorphins were released, and I was like, wow, that was actually quite great. And a couple of weeks later, he got me to run 5 kilometers. I'd never run 5 kilometers at all, and that, which in hindsight may not seem like a big thing, but it was the feeling of, wow, did I just do that? Did I just run 5 kilometers? And that was a huge thing, and I still remember it to this day quite vividly, just the feeling of accomplishment that I've covered this distance, which once upon a time seemed insurmountable, not even within my realm of imagination.
It's fascinating you mentioned that particular distance, because there's a very strong connection for 5 kilometers for you pretty much every Saturday, isn't there? Can you share a little bit with the listeners about what happens pretty much every Saturday morning in
yes.
Hagley Park in the centre of Christchurch?
Yes, so every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, right here in Christchurch, the centre of Christchurch at Hagley Park, we have this running phenomenon we like to call Park Run, which is a free weekly timed 5K run/walk/hop/skip/stroll, anything you want to make it to be, really. It's very community orientated, and you get a mix of everyone from really fast runners who are trying to get to the Commonwealth Games to mum and bub with the pram out. Just good way to start the day. And I've been involved with the organizing team for that for 5 years about. And I think now nationally, New Zealand's got about at least 20 now. So it's quite a beautiful thing. I definitely would encourage all of our listeners to look up Hagley Park Run, Facebook or Google, and come along and start off your weekend with some really lovely people.
And it's a big deal. I mean, you mentioned about the 5K. It is a significant achievement. Even the walking of 5K, if you haven't walked any more than, say, 400 or 500 meters, and there's plenty of people around who haven't, then walking 5K in one go is an achievement in and of itself. It's fascinating. You should mention that about you being a young, healthy person, and I mean, you look like a runner now. I can only imagine that you look, you looked like a runner, back in the day when you first started. But everyone starts basically from zero, don't they? And it's that moving through the various stages. And yeah, I think 5K is a big achievement for a lot of people, and rightly so.
And I think the beauty of it as well is that 5 kilometers, you can have someone who's going to do it in 14 minutes and someone else who's going to do it in 50 minutes, but it's still the same 5 kilometers. Everyone still covered the same distance. And it doesn't matter how fast or how slow you do it, everyone is overcoming the same distance. And that's the beauty of it, I think, as well.
And each person will have their own challenges. I mean, the person who was running 40 minutes has their challenge of a new PB, or I want to go under 40 minutes. But everyone will have their own unique challenge and be doing it for their own particular reasons. But they're all coming together, and you're looking at over 300 people often, aren't you? For a Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, there are a lot of people going, "Oh, do I really need to get out of?" But running around and getting all sweaty and stuff.
It's a great way to start the weekend.
Great way. Well, you feel as though you've got an accomplishment. Speaking of accomplishments, okay, you told me less than 2 months ago that you were going to prepare for a running event. I went, yep, okay, you do lots of running events. But this is no ordinary running event you're talking, talk to me about. It's the Tarawera Ultramarathon. So just briefly, for anyone who's not familiar, Tarawera is near Rotorua. It's actually the site of the largest volcanic eruption, I believe, in at least European history in New Zealand, about 103 years ago or something like that. There are four race distance options: a half marathon, which 21 kilometers, a 50 kilometer run, which is a bit longer than a marathon. Marathon's about 42 k's. A 102 kilometer run, which is just over what you've done before, isn't it? You've done a couple of 100 k's. Wow, that's impressive. So that's nearly 2.5 marathons, and then there's one last option. So which one did you choose, Motukai?
I chose the last option, 100 miles.
Which is, well, actually, it's more than 100 miles.
Actually, that is true
it
'cause
is
165 kilometers.
165 miles. Now, I'm a runner. I do, on average, about 40 kilometers a week. So I'm just going to say that that one run is my month's training, all in one run. Wow. And look, there's no parkrun option, is there? There's no 5K.
No, there isn't 5K this time.
There's no 5K.
It's a little bit more than 5K.
Okay. So look, this is a huge, I mean, this is a huge, oh, wow. I mean, I'm just amazed about this. And the limit, just, can you tell the viewers what the cutoff time for this is? We're not talking about a couple of hours here.
No, the cutoff time is actually 36 hours. So that's the time you've got you're allowed to complete the whole distance.
Well, okay.
A little bit of time.
So you are an ultra marathon runner. You have been, you've done it. It's not like, this is what gets you out of bed every morning, and you go out and do a 50k jog.
Yeah.
This is not what you typically do. Why? Why are you doing this?
I think it goes back to that first 5k that I did with my flatmate. That was what, 7 years ago now, I think. Mm-hmm. And after overcoming that distance or reaching that distance, and I surprised myself and I realized, wow, I didn't know that I had that in me. And then after a while, it turned into a 10 kilometer, and then what running impressed upon me was possibility and challenging oneself. How far can I go? What am I capable of? My body, my mind. And Tarawera had been, it just looks like an amazing place. I would encourage anyone to jump on the Google and to look this place up. It looks amazing. I couldn't imagine a better way to experience New Zealand. And I was like, why not?
I didn't realize, I mean, I'm reasonably familiar with the terrain, you know, the topography, if you will, around Rotorua. But I've been to the buried village, which I think actually you go past. That's the one that got destroyed or buried by the, I think, the ash or the results of the volcanic eruption, I think, in 1880-something. Anyway, you've got all sorts of different types of terrain, haven't you? And you're going through forests, you're going to redwood forest, for goodness sake.
It's yeah.
The only redwood, I think it's the only redwood forest outside of California.
Really?
I believe so. I may be wrong. I mean, somebody may know of another redwood forest. Of course, redwood trees, if anyone's it's a bit of completely useless information. Grow really, really slowly. They grow incredibly tall.
Yeah.
So these ones, I think, started growing around about 100 years ago, roughly. And they're obviously quite tall now, but they're going to grow a lot taller before they, a lot higher, I should say, before they actually are fully grown. So they're nowhere near the full wow. size that you see in California and the United wow. States. So that's just one of the things that you're going to be going to. It looks, as you said, if you go on the website, Tarawera Ultra Marathon, it looks absolutely amazing. And by the way, we're not getting any money from touting this. And by the way, it's way too late. You can't actually,
no.
I don't think you can actually get, maybe next year. So the why, if you're talking about the challenge of the why and the possibilities, I suppose that's human potential, that challenging yourself to what the limit might be. Is it a limit thing, or is it just what can you do? Which, when you think about it, are there doubts in your mind?
Oh, that's a good one. For me, it's not necessarily seeking the limits, but it comes from a place of curiosity. And my earliest memory of my curiosity comes from when I was about 6 or 7 years old. We had this old couch at home, and I laid my eyes on it, and I remember this so clearly. And I just thought to myself, I wonder if I can climb up on that couch and be able to jump from one end to the other. And I tried it, and I couldn't do it. I got really close, but over the next couple of weeks, much to my mom's dismay and disapproval, I would attempt to jump across this couch. And I eventually was able to jump from one end all the way to the other end of the couch. And there was no prize at the other end of the couch. There was no audience, because I would do this when my mom wasn't there. But it was just a wondering and, like I said, the curiosity, can I do this? I'm going to give it a go. And I think that curiosity is what drives me and brings me to this. And there are definitely moments of doubt, but that's all part of the formula in itself, and being aware of those doubts and doing it anyway and confronting those doubts as well.
Absolutely. I completely agree. So tell me about the run itself. I mean, the area, as we spoke just before, area around Rotorua, it's quite quite diverse. It's beautiful. It's in many ways, or certainly in some ways, stereotypically New Zealand. You know, you've got forests and hills and lakes. You've also got smelly steam. But, you know, obviously volcanic, because we talked about the Tarawera eruption, but that's a volcanic area. So there's, you know, there's lots of sulfur and stuff. So tell me about that run. So have you ever actually been on it before, or a part version of it? Or?
No, actually, I've been to Rotorua once before many years ago, but when I got into running and I did my first ever run, it was a Sri Chinmoy 10 kilometer at Hagley Park, another great organization that does host amazing events around Christchurch and around New Zealand actually. And I was enamored, and just after this first ever running event that I ever did, and I went online and I was looking at all these different things, and someone had mentioned Tarawera. I believe it was Rajan Armstrong actually. I think he might have been doing it that year. And I looked into it, and I went online, and I just saw these amazing photos, this really picturesque, beautiful place. And of course, back then, I think the shortest distance was, I think, 50 kilometers. And I took a mental picture, and I banked it, and I said, man, one of these days, wouldn't it be great to go out there and to just explore this beautiful place? And when obviously the pandemic happened, and our prime minister said to keep it local, to travel around New Zealand, and Tarawera came back, and I thought to myself, why not? I think this is the time to finally go back from the archives and the memory to that picture that you had, and go explore this amazing place. And next month is actually going to be my 10-year anniversary as well, and I couldn't imagine a better way to celebrate that than to experience this lush and diverse ecosystem through something that is quite enjoyable and challenging and stimulating at the same time, in running this 100-mile event through forest, across lakes, and as you mentioned, volcanoes, and it's got everything.
Yeah, and one little bit of information I spotted there as well is your vertical ascent over the whole event is 5,500 meters. So you're going up the equivalent, not only are you running 100 miles, but you're also going about two-thirds of the way up Mount Everest.
Yes.
And down again, of course, but you know, it's up and down, up and down, up and down. That's something else. So it's not just flat. It's not around Hagley Park for 100 miles. Just for anyone who isn't familiar with Hagley Park, it's pretty flat. Yeah. So it's just amazing. It's amazing. Can you describe how you set out preparing for this epic adventure? You already run, but this is on a different level to what you're typically, you know, used to. Okay, you've done a couple of 100Ks. How did you even qualify for this? I mean, did you have to do some, because you had to do some events quite recently, didn't you?
Yes.
To qualify. So only a couple of weeks away, or three, sorry, about 3 weeks away, isn't it? February the 13th. Interesting date, 13th. That's okay. No one's superstitious here. So rather than sort of being carried out from the forest, because it's a lot of it's on trails and so on and so forth. So what gives you the confidence?
I sought out the counsel of a lot more experienced runners than myself, to get their advice and their insight into taking on such a distance. In terms of qualification, I completed the Kepler Challenge, which is 60 kilometers up Mount Kepler. Although last year, because of adverse weather conditions, we didn't go all the way to the top, but that was my qualifying event. And my support crew is also a huge part of of the whole experience, because it's actually a team effort. It's definitely not an individual effort or achievement, and they're going to be up just as long as I am, and I'll be outsourcing all my thinking to them in terms of my nutrition, my gear, adapting to the weather conditions and all sorts of things like that. So we're going to be up for the long haul and swapping around, and it's going to be an entire adventure in itself for all of us.
No one does it alone. And if you think, okay, if somebody's out running somewhere in the forest for a very, very long period of time, obviously for that length of time, you absolutely need a support crew.
Yeah.
But even before you get your running shoes on, it's all of those additional support. You mentioned about those wise souls who have, Vajan Armstrong, yeah, who's done it before, the knowledge on the internet, the knowledge personally and so on and so forth, the encouragement you get from friends and family and all of this, the team of 100 or 1,000 or whatever it is, that ultimately have helped, whether knowingly or not, have helped you not only get to the start line, but also get to the finish line,
yes,
as well. And of course, one of the things about it is the event itself, the people who organise it and support it. And if it wasn't for that event, would you do it? Well, you wouldn't even know about it,
yeah,
would you?
True.
So it's, you know, it's having those opportunities available, and you know, the volunteers and so many of these are volunteer. Well, you're so familiar with volunteering as when it comes to sort of parkrun and things like that. But I think a lot of this is around people's wish to help others, isn't it? So on that aspect, this is for you, but would you like to see this as a message for others as well? Have you thought about it in terms like that? That this could be something that you could help share with others?
Oh yes, definitely, because there's this, we have an African proverb which is, alone you can go quickly, but together we can go far. And it's, for me, taking on a distance like this is a reminder that you, when faced with adversity, allow yourself to lean on other people to lift you up and to prop you up. Because my support team, they've supported me before. They're really two really close friends of mine who have supported me before and have seen me at my worst, in tears, and you know, on the verge of giving up, and they've carried me through so many different things. And I think especially at this particular junction in time that we find ourselves, I guess I'd just like to remind everyone that to lean on our support systems, and that what individual success is always a team effort. And my team is amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better team to get me through this. And also just inquiry into what is possible within yourself. I believe that the challenge in front of you is never greater than the strength that you possess inside you already. And sometimes we just need that reminder, and that can often come from our friends and family if at times we're not really sure where to get that from.
Where's the wisdom indeed? Thanks very much for sharing that, Motokoi. As we've stated on Goals and Growth before, the importance of WOOP, wish, the W, first O is outcome. So if you wish, you know, I dream of going to, you know, Tarawera and doing the ultra marathon, the 100 mile one. The outcome, what it's going to be like at the finish line. Yes, awesome. The obstacles. Now that's often what people look at it and they go, this is amazing, I'll do it, you know, do it tomorrow sort of thing. Woohoo. And this is really where the planning side of, you know, obviously in the support and, you know, getting the right equipment, and obviously the training is incredibly important, and all of that setting up side of things is concerned, and then the planning is actually putting that all into place. So can you take us through those four steps so far for you? Because you, I mean, yes. obviously you would have already done all yes. of that whooping.
Yes. The wish was to go to this really beautiful place and to experience it and to experience this really amazing looking place. The obstacle is the distance, having never run this far before, and as you mentioned, 5,500 meters of elevation, and also running over throughout the night, from morning to night, more than a day, that I've never done anything like that before as well. And so what was the other obstacle?
There was the outcome, of course, as far as like the sense of achievement when you finished.
The outcome actually is also a lot of the route goes through traditional Maori land, and once you complete the 100 miles or 165 kilometers, you're gifted with a toki ponamu.
And fantastic.
As for me, being 10 years a Kiwi, as I'd like to put it, it's going to be an honor to earn a ponamu. And the planning, I'm quite fortunate that my support crew consists of a nutritionist and an accountant. So the planning is down to spreadsheets and measurements to milligrams into grams in terms of fuel and taking on things on board, to timing precision, to backups, to plan B and C. And again, I can't stress enough how this is a team effort, and we're going hard and we're ready for it, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing time.
Can I get a promise from you that sometime after February the 13th, which is when this occurs, or February the 13th and February the 14th, possibly, because you're talking about overnight, aren't you?
Yeah.
So afterwards, can you come back and tell us how it went?
I most certainly can. I'll do you one better. I'll bring you a souvenir.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Look, it's been brilliant. Thank you. I'm in awe. I really am. It's amazing. We had Steve Gurney here, of anyone who's done Coast to Coast down the South Island. They'll know, you know, Steve Gurney. He's an absolute legend when it comes to that. And I think he's so many times. But this is on another level. I'm sure he'd be going, yes, it's amazing. I don't know whether he's ever done it himself. Anyway, fantastic. Thank you so much, Mordecai. That's the show for today. Audacious Goals with Mordecai. Until next week, please go visit our Goals and Growth Facebook page. We have links to our podcasts and previous speakers, along with our sponsors, Connects World and Know Your Purpose, which you actually are closely involved in. Well done. another connection. We welcome constructive feedback and comments. We're always learning and would really appreciate you sharing your insights and experiences. You can find us on plainsfm.org.nz and listen to our podcasts. Thanks for listening. Be kind and keep up with those small daily steps towards your life goals. Nga mihi and bye for now.